Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about a very special young man who needs our help right now. His name is William Utley, And I have on the line with me Rachel Askew to share about a special fundraiser for William and what he's gone through. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Rachel.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad to have you today. I appreciate you coming on the show to talk about this Utley Family Fund to try to help William during this time and help his family.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate everything that you're doing to help us out.
Absolutely. I'm glad that the Mark White Show exists so that I can be a vehicle for William right now to try to help. And there's a pretty long story that goes with what William's going through. And I wanted you to go back to September 2015 when William started having issues and then work our way up to today and what the needs are for William, okay?
Okay. Well, when Cass was 25, he started having a little bit of complications, and he went to a urologist, and we found out that basically he had a tumor, and in October of 2015, he was diagnosed with cancer, and it was stage one testicular cancer, but it was all contained in one area. And he had basically, he had had surgery, and 2 weeks later, we received the reports from the doctor that the cancer had not spread and that he was cleared and everything, and that he wouldn't need any further treatment. You know, and that was in October of 2015. Fast forward to May of, you know, this of 2023, Cass had been having some gastro problems and some back problems and went to an urgent care. They gave him some antibiotics and kind of sent him on his way. A few days later, you know, they kind of thought it was maybe like an ulcer or something like that. He was still having some serious pains. He thought maybe like a chiropractic, you know, office could help him, something like that. So after going, he didn't think that, you know, that was, you know, helping anything like that. So days go by. There wasn't much change. Cass wasn't feeling very good. So he decided to go back to the urgent care to see if they could reevaluate, you know, and see if he would get any better, to tell him, you know, obviously something was viral or something like that, needed to run its course until he had finished his antibiotics. In June, he was at work and started kind of getting dizzy spells, almost to the point of passing out at work. So he just knew something wasn't right. So he went back to his primary doctor. Then they decided just to do a scan. The doctor knew right away that there was something, you know, they had been misdiagnosed at the urgent care. So, you know, basically they knew that something just wasn't right, you know, so that was just where the primary doctor sent him on to straight to the oncologist. So that's where they realized that the cancer had come back. And that's where they found that there were masses in both of his lungs, his liver, and in multiple lymph nodes. And that was basically the last day that he had worked for Coca-Cola. He had been there for 14 years. And he's not been back to work since. So since then, basically, he had been able to, I guess, work out his, he had still been actually employed with Coca-Cola up until December 31st of last year, and Coca-Cola basically had to let him go, which means he lost all of his insurance. He lost his life insurance, so which means he had to go on COBRA. So he's having to pay out-of-pocket health insurance and everything, which is over $600 a month. But one of the biggest things was losing, you know, the life insurance policies and everything else, which means, you know, his daughter will, you know, not have anything, or, you know, which is a huge, that's a huge thing in itself, you know, not to mention the health insurance that's having to be paid monthly. But, you know, at least we can cover him through the COBRA insurance But, you know, that cost in itself is over $600 a month. But, you know, at least he does have, you know, medical insurance as of now. So that, you know, that isn't a plus in itself. But as of July, you know, they kind of sprung into action to try to figure out the best route that they could, you know, do. Cass had to move out of his apartment. He moved back in with his parents, which, you know, Janet is my aunt. And they referred him to Huntsville to a doctor, Dr. Waples, which is there for a second opinion, and got everything going immediately, which, you know, has been great. He started taking chemo by July 24th. Since July of last year, Cass has had over 40 chemo treatments, 9 blood transfusions, 4 platelet infusions, electrolyte infusions, and countless bags of fluids. Cass has had a bone marrow transplant. He's had inpatient UAB treatments for over 18 days. He's received outpatient treatments at UAB, post-transplant afterwards. They've traveled to doctor's appointments over 67 plus times between here and Birmingham. Traveling has been outrageous to the family. I mean, honestly, it's, you know, all that adds up. I mean, the expense of just traveling back and forth to Birmingham is outrageous. Now we're looking at, you know, leaving on Sunday morning, going to MD Anderson. The doctors have basically told him just to get him as quickly as possible to MD Anderson, because there's basically nothing else here that they can do for him.
So far, how has the GoFundMe done?
The GoFundMe has done really well. I mean, at first, it had raised several thousands of dollars. And it went, all of that money was going towards medical bills, you know, that they had incurred before, just basically because Cass wasn't able to work, you know, he still had car payments, he still had everything. So all of that money was going just towards that, you know, just basic needs, medical bills, deductibles, everything else. So that money was going towards that. Any money that's being raised now will be going straight towards, you know, any further medical bills that's going to go towards traveling, towards Texas, gas, lodging, just basically anything, funding towards, you know, any extra bills, the COBRA insurance, that's over $600 a month, like I was telling you. And just any possible, you know, things that we can do, the possible cure and helping him at all that we can to get him any better.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we want people to go to the GoFundMe. They can search it real easy. It's the Utley Family Fund. That's Utley, U-T-L-E-Y, the Utley Family Fund. Go to GoFundMe.com and search that, and you'll find the GoFundMe. You'll see Cass with his daughter in the picture. And you can support this effort. I know there are people out there who want to help. And I noticed there's 208 donations currently. And I know that there are people out there who will help even more. So I'm hoping that this gets to listeners, and listeners will share this particular program with others so that Cass gets the help that he needs. We want Cass to get the help he needs, and hope that MD Anderson can help him during this time, since there's no other options here in Alabama.
Yes, I mean, they've basically just told us at this point, if we can just basically get him to the ER, you know, at MD Anderson, you know, this may be our last, you know, our last hope is to get him there. And that's, you know, that's what we're hoping to do, is to get him there. I mean, we know that basically, you know, God is in control, and that's what we've basically done, is turned it all over to him. I mean, he's the ultimate physician. So that's what we're doing. I said, we've just turned everything over to him, and, you know, all the prayers, we're very thankful for the prayers more than anything. The money, we're very thankful for that, but the prayers that everybody is you know, sending, that means more than anything.
My message to Cass is to hang in there, buddy. Don't give up and keep fighting. Don't give up hope. I hope that everything works out for you in the treatment at MD Anderson, that they can treat you and that you can get better soon. The Mark White Show is in your corner. We're trying to help how we can. And I hope that this is an encouragement to him to know how many people are supporting him during this time.
Thank you very much, Mark. And I talked to Cash just a few minutes ago, probably just 5 minutes before you called. And he just wanted me to thank everyone. It's just been very hard for him to answer all of the texts and all of the phone calls, but he just really wanted me to let everyone know, thank you very much for all of your support and, you know, all of the calls, all of the texts, all of the donations and everything. He said he would never be able to repay everyone back, but he just really wanted me to stress how thankful he is for everyone and everything that everyone has done for him.
Absolutely. And Rachel, I appreciate you. You've done a good job. I appreciate you sharing today the GoFundMe so that people can support this effort.
Thank you, Mark. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Again, go to GoFundMe.com and search the Utley Family Fund. That's U-T-L-E-Y. We're here to help Cash right now in his battle with cancer. When we come back, we're going to have another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is Cammy Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Victor Viola, Moves to Music Town, written and illustrated by Melinda Logan. And now, here's Cora White.
Yay! Moving day is finally here. Victor Viola has no reason to cheer. He has to move to Music Town. This is the reason for his frown. His mother, Chelsea Cello, is ever so sweet. She bakes chocolate chip cookies, his favorite treat. Victor Viola is not hungry at all. His eyes only see the clock on the wall. His father, Donald Double Bass, is reading his paper today. His father says, "Soon we will be on our way." Victor Viola cannot say goodbye. Leaving New Rock City makes him want to cry. His sister Veronica Violin is playing with her favorite dolly. To cheer her brother up, she lets him hold Molly. The doll is smiling from ear to ear. All he feels is fear, fear, fear. Victor Viola is suddenly afraid. What will happen to all the friends that he has made? He has to start at a brand new school. What if the other instruments do not think he is cool? Honking from outside makes him nervous as can be. When he looks out the window, a mover is waiting impatiently. It looks like the time to leave is finally here. What rolls down his cheeks is one little tear. To hear the rest of the story, go to MelindaLoganAuthor.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, You want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.